Well, Willand, I said it before the break, and I'm going to say it again. The left does not want you to know about this little line item in a recently proposed budget by the president. So Biden is looking to bolster funding for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, a.k.a. the ATF. He's looking to bolster the ATF to the tune of $1.9 billion. This, as the president has been trying to bypass Congress left and right to change all kinds of gun laws. So to talk more about this, we're turning to political strategist Raven Harrison. Good morning, Raven.
Good morning.
So has the president given a good reason why he's throwing nearly $2 billion more at the ATF?
Okay, you kind of lost me at, has he given a good reason? but no, he is not. And the issue is, this is not sustainable spending. He has come at that Second Amendment every possible way he could possibly do it. And $1.9 billion, that's a line item that he's hoping that people miss. I mean, billions.
Yep.
We're to the point where we're so over budget that $1.9 billion can accidentally get moved in. That's 53% increase for the ATF's budget. And we're going to be doing that, but not addressing the wide open border and what's coming across it, which is directly related to the spikes we're having in crime and violence.
A 53% increase. That's huge, Raven. Is that just compared to the previous year's budget, or where is that increase compared to?
Well, it's substantially gone up. So there had been no notable increases in that budget coming up until Biden took office. So these numbers are respective of coming after 2021.
But what
the latest poll says is this, you know, that amount of money, $1.9 billion, translates to 53% increase in their operating budget.
That's insane. And all of this comes as the ATF, as we know, Raven, is looking to further regulate firearms with several controversial rules, at least I think they are, such as a zero tolerance policy for federal firearms dealers and policies to crack down on ghost guns. I mean, that list could go on and on. So if Biden's budget proposal, let's just say, was approved, is it safe to say these dollars then would be going to implementing these new rules and policies?
Well, exactly. It goes to his agenda. He has always had his eyes set on the Second Amendment, not when his son illegally disposed of a firearm that he wasn't supposed to have. But he seems to be, this is his way of coming at it. You know, he can't even define. He keeps saying an assault rifle. You know, that is
he's
not
never been able to do that.
Stand for. We have a good laugh on that in Texas. But the issue becomes more of, it's the same thing with the omnistrosity they passed.
Mm-hmm.
They allocated millions of dollars to the border, but not to secure it. It specifically says not to secure it. It says it's for processing people coming in. So this is the double talk verbiage that we keep getting from him. But, you know, he needs to reread this. We got to wake him up from his nap and have him reread the Constitution. Shall not be infringed means you don't keep coming at it from different directions. He's worried about motive and intention. And now they're saying that they want to have a thought police. They want to start regulating people's intentions.
Republicans do? Bottom line, Raven, I think that's what it comes to. What can Republicans do?
Well, they have to be pushing back. And see, right now, Republicans give great speeches, and then we don't follow through with action. And that's where I come in. We have to start getting all of this should be torpedoed on its merit, because the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. This is not even conversations we should be having. He can't sidestep the Constitution with vetoes and executive powers. And it's important right now, while we only have the House, that they follow up on that and that they keep the American people informed that our rights are intact.
Really quick, Raven, I've only got you for 30 seconds. When it comes to budget talks in general, overall, what do you think happens next?
We have to cap the spending. We can't spend our way back to a healthy economy and thriving economy. So we have to stop the spending. We have to make massive cuts, and we have to stop these pet projects. We can't afford it.
Do you think that will actually happen, though?
It will, not without us pressing
for
it to happen. American people have to sound off. But yes, it's time for us to remind people how to do their job.
Raven, really good stuff this morning. We appreciate your input. I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
That's political strategist Raven Harrison joining us here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.